Al Jazeera Podcasts.
The head of Israel's military intelligence has resigned, saying he takes responsibility for the lapse in security that led to the attack by Hamas in southern Israel on October the 7th. Major General Aharon Haliva is the first senior government figure to quit more than 6 months after the attack, which killed 1,139 people. Israeli forces have launched attacks on several refugee camps in the central parts of the Gaza Strip. Airstrikes have targeted a house in Al Burej refugee camp. At least four people have been killed, several injured. Israeli police have arrested two suspects they say were involved in a car ramming attack in West Jerusalem. Three Israelis were injured in the incident. There's increased security across occupied East Jerusalem ahead of the Jewish holiday of Passover. The Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi is on a three-day visit to Pakistan, aimed at improving relations between the two countries. Tensions surged in January after an exchange of strikes along the border. Raisi's trip comes days after Iran and Israel attack targets in each other's territories. India's prime minister is being accused of hate speech for comments he made about Muslims at an election rally in Western Rajasthan state at the weekend. Narendra Modi said if the opposition Congress came to power again, Muslims would have first rights to India's assets. The opposition has hit back, accusing Modi, trying to divert voter attention from real issues.
The earlier government said the Muslims will have the right over the resources of the country. What does this mean? This means they will gather all the wealth and give it to the people who have more children. They will distribute it among the infiltrators. Do you think your hard-earned money should be distributed to the infiltrators? Do you accept that? This is what the Congress manifesto says.
Nigeria is hosting an African security summit in Abuja in cooperation with the UN Office of Counterterrorism. They're set to discuss ways to combat attacks by Boko Haram and ISIL, especially in the Sahel region. But some of the countries most affected by these armed groups, such as Mali, Burkina Faso and Niger, are not taking part. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is visiting Iraq for the first time in 12 years. Water is expected to top the agenda during the talks. Iraq blames Turkey's dam projects for its shortages. Erdogan is also expected to visit Erbil in the north. Separatist Kurdish fighters have gained a foothold in Iraq's autonomous region of Kurdistan.
Coming up on The Take, new and expecting mothers navigate an increasingly treacherous war zone. That's The Take by Al Jazeera. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.